Tony Scott has learned at least one thing in his nearly 2 months as the federal chief information officer. Starting initiatives means little unless he can get them to the finish line. Scott, a pilot, makes the analogy to flying a plane. Taking off might be the fun part, but you've got to land at some point. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller covered Scott's first speech as federal CIO and joins me now with details on how Scott plans to pilot federal IT over the next 2 years. Jason, good morning again.
Hey, Tom.
All right, I guess you've been on hold this whole time. All right, so what insights did Tony Scott give about his priorities and plans as the fairly new federal chief CIO?
Fairly new. I think that's fair. I think, it's no surprise that Scott followed many of the same themes as his predecessors, driving value from IT investments, delivering on digital services, protecting federal technology systems and data, from cyber attacks. But Scott also put some of his own background, his own viewpoints, if you will, on these initiatives. And remember, Tom, he's probably the only person to hold this job over the last 6 years who was actually a CIO at a large company, in his case, VMware. He also worked at senior IT positions at Microsoft and General Motors. So he comes from a long line of CIO and big places to work. From Scott's perspective, as he comes into the government, he has three strategies, for instance, for increasing cloud adoption. He says it's not just a matter of lifting and shifting current apps to the cloud.
What you really have to do is have three strategies, I think. The first one is know what you've got, and then have a roadmap for those things to understand on what time frame and under what conditions you are going to move things. And in some cases, you're just going to say, we're not investing any more in that. We're going to go to a completely new platform. The second thing that I think you have to do is identify the common services or platform kinds of things that avail themselves or are potential for a big cloud platform. So there's patterns across the federal government, things that, every agency does, that there ought to just be a cloud underpinning for that today are embedded in siloed applications. So identifying those common services and creating an environment where everybody can take advantage of those at scale is key to sort of getting there.
Now, the third area that you didn't hear Scott mention was when it comes to cloud adoption is actually turning off or getting rid of those applications or systems that will not survive the move to the cloud. He goes, too often agencies, companies, whomever, are good at moving to the cloud, but the harder part of actually taking down those old systems just doesn't happen.
It's like moving to a new condo and not throwing out all the junk that's cluttering your house.
Exactly. Lifting and shifting from one house to the next, you still end up with the same amount of stuff, if you will. Now, Scott spoke yesterday at a breakfast sponsored by FCA Bethesda Maryland's chapter. Again, his first speech in the public community. And he says the benefits of cloud are clear. Obviously, the agility and the flexibility are really key for decision makers and really difference makers for any organization. Along with cloud, Scott says he will continue the portfolio and tech stat reviews to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of agency IT infrastructures. And, of course, underpinning all of this is cybersecurity. We can't, shake a stick without hearing about cybersecurity. Scott recognizes the importance of cyber, talks about the struggle he faced most recently when he actually tried to hire a chief information security officer when he was the CIO at VMware. He goes, listen, I get it. It's hard. There's a lot of competition out there. Scott says for cyber, though, it is the biggest growth area for all of IT.
And one of my focus areas there is to look horizontally across all the different silos of cybersecurity that are typically found in an organization and focus on the end-to-end effect of all of the things that we're doing. And also focus more on how do we have rapid response and recovery as opposed to just prevention of bad things.
Now, Scott also reinvigorated the eGov cyber unit, and he said because that reinvigoration happened, that's actually going to be part of the silo smashing effort, he says. The unit led by Deputy CIO Lisa Schlosser is working with agencies across three main areas: oversight, operations, and implementation of cybersecurity.
Well, he doesn't sound like someone who stomps all around the stage and bangs on the lectern, that's for sure. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, Jason, having heard him, and I guess it was quite a detailed presentation, if you were to think of two areas in IT that you think he's going to concentrate on. What do you think those would be?
Yeah, I think you got to read between the lines in his speech a little bit, because he didn't come out and say, I plan to do this. But if you read between the lines, I think the federal IT workforce, I think, is going to be a big part of whatever he does. And then I think separate but kind of related is again, you heard him say with cyber, but the breaking down of silos. Now, let me start with the workforce and how it relates back, I think, to the digital services effort, because I think that's been a key piece from the administration. Obviously, it's the administration's goal to continue to bring the best talent into the government. And Scott says that's part of the way they want to create a new citizen experience.
And our focus thus far has been on consumer-facing, citizen-facing, scale, most impactful digital services of the federal government. But we're also going to probably expand the talent in that organization to focus on some core infrastructure areas and anywhere where we need rapid change and the best talent we can find in order to address the challenges that we have going forward. And the digitization process, I have found, is an interesting journey from beginning to end. And simply said, it's the next step beyond automation. It's reimagining how we deliver the intended results of our organization. And so I really look forward to both growing this digital services team, but also integrating it in the very fabric of the IT organizations and the agencies.
Now, Scott says he recognized the fact that having skilled and qualified workforce really does reinforce all of the other priorities of the administration. And part of having that skilled workforce is being able to break down those existing silos. They have to understand how to actually do that, meet with the business side, meet with the finance side. Scott says that means figuring out the best way to be efficient and effective when it comes to IT programs, again, meeting mission needs.
Giving CIOs a dollar target is often the wrong thing to do. All of us will have had this experience, but if you give us a dollar target, we'll figure out how to cut costs in the short run, but perhaps not drive sustainable value in the long run. What'll happen in many cases is we'll just stop buying, stop spending or investing on the new technologies that we need to really make a difference. And so what I prefer is, rather than giving a dollar target, I prefer giving goals that ensure that we're investing in the right set of things so that we have a brighter future ahead of us, rather than having to play catch up when we inevitably find ourselves behind the eight ball.
So as you can see from Tony Scott's comments, don't expect these huge legacy type of initiatives to come from OMB over the next 20 months. Expect Scott to understand the environment, or in pilot talk, having situational awareness and land those planes already in the sky.
We should mention that the plane model that he operates has a built-in parachute to land the whole thing in case the engine quits, which I thought is a pretty good metaphor for federal IT. Well, Jason, as you mentioned, Scott did focus somewhat on the IT workforce. I guess he can get anything done with the right people. So how are some of the agencies trying to get at this challenge that are outside of the digital services teams?
Right. I think that, there's a lot of focus on these digital services teams, but I think what's happening is agencies are understanding and seeing, hey, their workforce is leaving. I mean, we've talked about the retirement wave, but the drip, drip, drip is actually starting to fill the tub up, and you're having a problem, and agencies are being forced to react. Just take the agriculture department, for instance, 30% of their workforce, so this is not just in IT, but their entire workforce, will be eligible to retire in the next 2 to 3 years. Joyce Hunter is the acting CIO at USDA. She says her office is doing two things to address the workforce challenges. The first is the phased retirement program.
They're able to phase in their retirement over time so that we can do a transfer of knowledge. But the phased project is going to work for us very well. The second is IT Fellows Program, which takes our best and brightest 12s, 13s, and 14s and put them through a rigorous year program where they work in integrated teams. So now the agencies are working together on projects, whereas they had originally been separated into separate silos. Nobody knew what the other was doing. So now there's a lot of collaboration between them, and we're heavily investing in this particular program so that we can keep our new folks, we can keep maturing our traditional folks, we can recruit those people from industry into the USDA.
Now, over at Transportation, Richard McKinney faces a different type of challenge when it comes to his workforce. The CIO of DOT, he says it's not so much about retirements, but it's about having the right skill sets. McKinney says he's building up his headquarters staff to actually offer up commodity enterprise-wide shared services.
I've been saying from the day I walked in the door that IT is a team sport. It's about the people that you have. It's about the teams that you build. It's about the conversations that you have. And so I set about to strengthen the office of the CIO in bringing in talented folks. Hired a chief technology officer, Maria Rote. Elevated my deputy, Kristen Baldwin. Hired a chief data officer. Elevated the chief geospatial officer in the department. Got a new shared services director, a new policy and governance team. I'm really excited about what's about to happen because now I'm ready for their business. I told them the other day, I had a meeting with them. I said, one of the things that Fatara, how I'm going to use that authority is that you're all getting out of the IT business.
McKinney says that means the Bureau of CIOs will no longer have to worry about networks and storage and compute power and things like that. And instead, McKinney wants them to focus on how to meet their business and mission owners' needs. He says at the solutions layer, meaning bring those IT solutions to solve mission challenges. McKinney says his goal is to create a renewed sense that the customer must come first and that they're all working together to solve this agency's, you know, ongoing challenges. And I think that's the similar reframe we're hearing from others. USDA's Hunter, Federal CIO Tony Scott, the workforce must collaborate to solve these ongoing problems.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. And we should point out those other two folks, McKinney and Joyce Hunter, spoke on a panel which you moderated, correct?
I did moderate, yep. It was a great experience.
Well, having this show in the morning, I don't get to those AFCEA breakfast meetings too much anymore, but they always were informational. Sounds like yesterday was no exception.
Absolutely, Tom. I think it's one of the best events you can go to.
All right. It's easy to share this interview with your colleagues. By the way, Jason, thanks so much, and we'll check in with you later.
Always a pleasure.